This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:17 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril. And as promised, our next story is about a new initiative to collect and distribute laptops to university students. It's actually called Laptop for Siswa, and it was launched by Bukit Gasing Adun Rajivishakarin and his team, supported by Stand Up Malaysia, and they're currently accepting new and used laptops.
That's right. Stand Up's co-founder Alia Ashikin says the campaign will help students access online classes as lectures go digital. She pointed out that previously some students would share laptops for assignments, but it won't be possible this time for online classes as students might have different schedules.
Yeah, so students who need a laptop can apply today until October 20th, and it's open to all Malaysians with a valid student ID or their university's offer letter. They'll also have to provide a few details, their background, household income, and a copy of their parents' payslip. We're going to be speaking with Alia herself after this to find out more about this initiative. But I do think that this is an interesting move, Hez. I mean, it was announced last week, or it was talked about last week, actually, before the CMCO, and perhaps then it's more important than ever as students will be going back to online study.
Yeah, and to link it to our previous story on using secondhand electronics during the market wrap, Lynn, I think it's a great sustainable idea because they're accepting not just brand new laptops, but also old ones that can be reused. And I think it is a very important initiative. And in the long term, I think it should be continued, as with a lot of things, right, that this is not only a one-off thing, because these learning arrangements might be here to last even if a vaccine is found.
Yeah, and just to correct myself, actually, I'm so sorry. Earlier, I said that students can continue to apply until October 20th, but actually applications from students have closed. However, if you are interested in helping out or contributing, you can do so if you have a laptop at home that you would like to pass on to a student to help them kind of engage with online learning a little bit better. And if you're interested in contributing, you can contact the Bukit Gasing Assemblyperson's office at 03-7954-7490 or help@bukitgasing.my, or Stand Up Malaysia can be contacted at 014-669-1320 or standup.genderviolence@gmail.com.
Yep. Yeah. And it looks like there's a few more days to go. So I do hope that they're receiving more laptops and that they'll match, you know, the students who actually need it soon. Because if I'm not mistaken, online classes, universities have made the transition from in-person to online classes, as we learned last week, I believe.
You know, when you said earlier that this is an arrangement that might be here to stay, I felt it. I think that throughout the year, we have consistently been progressing, right? Like the MCO happened in March, and then we proceeded to the CMCO, the RMCO. And it always felt as if things were headed towards perhaps not the old normal, but towards a new normal that felt a little closer to how things used to be. But you're absolutely right in pointing out that we don't know. We don't know how long this is going to last. And I think another interesting avenue perhaps is to discuss what else students might need. So this is the provision of laptops. But I would think that going beyond that, and especially taking into account all these different learning requirements that students might have, all the different courses that might, you know, be around, we would need to think about what else is possible.
Yeah, and I think speaking of the new normal, I didn't think, you know, I really didn't expect what that would mean time-wise until the CMCO for a few areas in KL were announced today. So it's interesting how I think I've just lost complete sense of time.
Let us know if you are currently a student or if you are the parent of a student, whether in secondary school, college, university, anything. You know, what is going to help make this process a little bit better? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And if you have a laptop lying around that you've been wanting to give away for some time, this next interview might be of interest. We're crossing over to Alia Ashikin, who's the co-founder of Stand Up Malaysia. As mentioned, they're working with the Bukit Gasing Dun office on the hashtag Laptop for Siswa initiative. Alia, thank you so much for joining us. To start us off, can you tell us how this campaign came about?
Okay, it's actually started off with Jaga Siswa campaign that, you know, you can see the hashtag Siswa Jaga Sir. So Stand Up Malaysia launched a similar project called Jaga Siswa. It's actually a fundraising campaign to provide assistance for students who are affected by the announcement made by MOHE, the Ministry of Higher Education. So as we went through all the application, we realized that there's so much bigger problem than financial issues. It is more towards online classes, where the students don't have laptops at home to conduct their online learning at their studies. So we decided to launch a campaign, Laptop for Siswa, to collect used laptops from donors and donate it to the deserving students. So after that, we also realized that it can actually save the environment in terms of reducing digital wastage. So that's how the campaign started.
Now, what's the response to the initiative been so far?
Well, when we opened up the registration, at first it didn't really get much of response. Initially, it was just like 40 applications. But after that, I think people started to realize this is something, a good initiative. So we received a high volume of applicants within 2 hours with 1,000 over applications.
Oh, wow. And maybe you could also, I think, share what the current situation is like with students, especially when it comes to access to laptops and other devices.
So when we check all the applications, we realize that most students actually from Sabah are affected. Firstly, they don't have internet connection. There are a few cases of students where they have to travel to the town to get internet accessibility for online classes. And there are students also from all states don't have laptop at home at all. So they have to borrow the laptops from their immediate family or friends.
And how do they cope with all of these hurdles in place?
Okay, so based on the application, because we asked questions like to tell us about their problems, the challenges that they face, you know, when MOHE made the announcement, most of them said they are using their smartphones, which is, to me, it is not so convenient because it is small, tiny, and sometimes some files cannot be opened with smartphones. And also, like, you know, software like AutoCAD cannot be installed on smartphones. So that's the one of the issues. And secondly, they have to, like, share laptops with their siblings. We receive feedback where there are always clash with other siblings because other siblings also have their online classes too. So, like, you know, they have to work in that environment to go for online classes.
Talk to us about how this is happening, right? How is Stand Up Malaysia coordinating this program with the Bukit Gasing Dun office?
Okay, so actually Bukit Gasing office offers help in terms of logistics matters, as in the Bukit Gasing office will help us with shipping and become a drop off point for any if any donors want to donate laptop to us, so they can send the laptop at Bukit Gasing office.
What kinds of laptops are you accepting for this initiative?
So basically, we accept second-hand laptop, which is refurbished or used laptop from any individuals or companies. So, and also we welcome if big corporations like Asus, Lenovo to contribute. So if they're willing to do it, why not?
And what are you doing also to ensure that the laptops that you're getting are in good condition? And do you refurbish older laptops, for example?
Oh, okay. Actually, our process is once we receive the laptop, we will do a test protocol. Like, for example, if the laptop is working, you know, when you type the document, speaker is in a good condition and the screen is working. And we do have IT friends who jump in this initiative to help us with the testing. And also, we are looking for more partners, actually, to partake in this initiative together in terms of helping to repair the laptop. And we welcome cash donation if needed to bear the repairing cost expenses.
And for those of us who would like to find out more, where can we head to for more information?
Okay, we actually have an Instagram account. So anyone who would love to donate, they can visit our Instagram account at Stand Up Mind, so that they can register, you know, the form. Or maybe if they would like to find out more information about this initiative, they can just call up to the number stated in the graphic, and also, or maybe just call to Bukit Kasindun office at 03-7954-7490.
Alia, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Alia Ashikin, co-founder of Stand Up Malaysia, talking about the Laptop for Siswa initiative. So as mentioned, they've actually closed applications from students, but they are still welcoming the donation of laptops. You can visit their Instagram page, Stand Up My, or call the Bukit Kasindun office at 03-7954-7490. And like we said earlier, I mean, this is one initiative, and it's a very good one to help students out
in this time.
But if you're a student, or if you know a student, you're a parent of a student, what else would help? What else is needed as we potentially look at something like this being more of a long-term proposition? You can let us know. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.